KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, hopefully you already have it on your calendar, February 6th through the 8th at Hyatt Regency Tamaya Resort and Spa in Albuquerque. It's in Bernalillo, it is the next weekend to remember with family life. WeekendToRemember.com is the website to remember. And actually, as we talk on this topic, a reminder that their BOGO sale is underway. You register by January 26th. You save 50% off any Weekend to Remember location, actually nationwide, including the event in Albuquerque, February 6th through the 8th. And joining us, Trent and Andrea Griffith, who speak at various events around the country. Unfortunately, we won't see you in Albuquerque. However, every Weekend to Remember I've been a part of, family life just, they outdo themselves when it comes to the lineup of speakers. So really looking forward to the weekend. And Trent and Andrea, looking forward to our time here to encourage our listeners to find out more. Thanks for taking the time with us today.
Thanks so much for having us.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Steve. Good to know you.
So for those, you know, if they've listened to the station any length of time, I can't imagine that they wouldn't know what Weekend to Remember is. However, I do want to make sure everyone is up to speed. For those not aware of this annual event, could you tell them in general, what is the Weekend to Remember?
Well, Weekend to Remember is a world-class, best-in-class Christian marriage getaway. And that language is very intentional. I think a lot of people refer to it as a conference. That sounds kind of stuffy. And yet, it's a wonderful time to get away with your spouse. And the things that are to be remembered are the things that brought you together in the first place. And so maybe it's been a year or two or a decade or two or three or four since you made those covenant love commitments to one another at the altar when you said, I do. And the weekend is designed over 3 days to call you back to the things that brought you together in the first place. And so all the excitement and the emotion that probably surrounded the wedding and the honeymoon, if you've been married for any time at all, you realize that life challenges those commitments and those emotions and the intimacy. And so this is a time to pull away and pull together and to reaffirm our love for one another, reaffirm our commitment to one another. And then obviously throughout the weekend, there's practical tools, there's engaging teaching. What you said about our speaker team is really true. It's a world-class group of married couples. And probably the thing that distinguishes the content is the authenticity and the honesty of the couples. As they stand up there, you know, the first thing we say is we're not here as experts. We're here as participants in the journey that is marriage. And so we're going to share all of the pain points and the frustrations and the disappointments that we've experienced within marriage, and then how God has used His Word, His Spirit, His people to drive us back to the things that we've committed to together. So it's a wonderful time. And the thing about the content is we are very intentional about making sure that the most important conversations and the most important things that are said throughout the weekend are not things that are said from the platform, from the speakers, but it's the intentional times to talk with one another. And so a lot of different opportunities to get together and, hey, talk about these things and start the conversation this way and guide it through that and land it this way. And so great opportunity throughout the weekend, just as a recreational, conversational opportunity to talk to one another, probably in ways that you haven't had time or forethought to talk to one another in a long time.
Andrea, anything to add to that?
Yeah, I have loved just being a part of the Weekend to Remember. One of my favorite things is just seeing the couples. You know, they come in on Friday night. We let them go not too late on Friday night because we definitely want them to have time together. But, you know, sometimes they'll come in on Friday night a little reluctantly, and we try to get them laughing that first night and engaging with one another. And then it's all day Saturday and then just Sunday till noon. So it has been one of the most life-changing experiences of our lives, and we're just so grateful to be there with you guys in Albuquerque, not Trent and I, but another couple.
Yeah, well, and again, we're sorry we're going to miss you, but looking forward to hearing from the couple that will be sharing on February 6th through the 8th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, at the Hyatt Regency Tamaya Resort and Spa. And as I already mentioned, the BOGO sale underway. Register for the event by January 26th. You save 50% off any Weekend to Remember location nationwide. And, you know, Trent, when you mentioned spouse, and right off the bat, I want to bring in those who may have tuned out when they heard that. I'm going to guess, I don't know, and I don't know how long you two have been speaking at these events, but I'm going to guess at these events, you have run into people who are engaged, shortly to be married, and perhaps even couples on the path to reconciliation. Do you want to speak to any of that?
Absolutely. Yeah, the event, the content is designed probably as the best crash course marriage counseling that you could get, pre-marriage counseling that you could get. And so for sure, we have pre-marrieds there that are maybe kicking the tires for this thing. Maybe it's a test to see, you know, hey, is this something that we really are ready to commit our lives to? And what is the cost of those commitments that we're about to make? And then how do we, you know, equip ourselves with the tools in our toolbox to prepare for those seasons when marriage is challenging? And what happens when I realize that the person that I married has flaws that I didn't see before I got married? And so this is very intentionally equipped, is put together to equip those that are entering the first season of marriage. We like to say, even on the first night, to acknowledge those that are there, that are pre-married, and to congratulate them for doing the hard work to prepare for marriage. So we have pre-marrieds. We have remarrieds there that we like to say, you know, it doesn't matter if you're in your first marriage or your fifth marriage. God wants this to be your last marriage. And so here's some of the tools to make sure that the person you're married to is the one that is the one till death do us part, you're married to. And then there are some there that are barely married. And probably the greatest joy is over the course of 3 days to hear stories of how people have been so impacted by the weekend that they are changing their plans to get a divorce, and then renewing their commitments to one another. In one of the last conferences that Andrea and I did, we had a couple come up and they said, we threw our divorce papers in the trash this weekend. We were headed into divorce court on Monday, and yet we are rescheduling and we have renewed our vows to one another. And it was because they felt so empowered and so strengthened, and they realized that you know, you can trade in a spouse for another one, but the reality is you're just going to get another one that's broken and imperfect, and the same issues are probably going to be there, and it's going to require love and forgiveness and grace and mercy that we extend to one another in those relationships. So it's nice to be able to say those things to pre-marrieds on the front end. And it's nice to be able to say those things to people that are just hanging on by a thread, that are thinking about ending this marriage, and to see how God works in the midst of the weekend.
Yeah, I'm glad, you know, we went into that, because I know often we'll get into these, and people, they disqualify themselves. They may even say, hey, we've been to a Weekend to Remember in the past, been there, done that. But really the truth is, I've spoken to so many people who've been to it year after year, or you know, maybe every few years, And it seems every time they go back, there's something else that they'll connect with at the weekend. And as I often say on this show and on so many topics, practice makes permanent. So we do encourage those, don't disqualify yourself. Find a reason to go and go to weekendtoremember.com to find out more about the event that's happening at the Hyatt Regency Tamaya Resort and Spa, February 6th through the 8th. We're up against a break, and if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Trent and Andrea Griffith, speakers at Weekend to Remember events with Family Life, and we're really just trying to paint a picture of what couples will experience by attending the event February 6th through the 8th at Hyatt Regency Tamaya Resort and Spa. Trent, Andrea, can you stay with us through the break?
Sure will.
Okay. I'd like to come back and actually go into a little more detail about what the listeners can expect to hear at the event and more. We'll do that when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect.
This is ABQ Connect.
We continue our conversation with Trent and Andrea Griffith with Family Life and getting more information about the Weekend to Remember that is coming February 6th through the 8th. That's a Friday through Sunday. And as Andrea mentioned in our first segment, Sunday, you're out of there by about noon. That is if you don't make a connection with some other people there and maybe spend more time at Tamaya or go out for maybe a meal after. But time well invested. And as we press on through this, I'm kind of curious, Griffiths, how did you find yourself ministering to marriages this way? And by the way, appreciate your investment in these marriages.
Yeah, so Trent and I had been married probably about 10 years when we attended our first Weekend to Remember. And I remember just the very first night, that Friday night, just feeling the Lord speak to my heart and thinking, these people have been reading my mail. Somehow they knew exactly what was going on in my marriage and how much I needed to be here. And just one of the phrases that they said was that stuck with me is that difficulties don't mean that something is wrong with your marriage. Difficulties just mean you're living life in a broken, fallen world and you're married. And so just learning that fact that just because this was hard did not mean something was wrong. And then we turn the corner, you know, on Saturday, and there's hope and there's tools. So we attended that time about 10 years into our marriage, and it was really impactful for us. And then several years later, we were invited to be on the speaker team. And we were just blown away that Family Life would invite us to actually be a part of ministering to people in the way that we had been so ministered to.
Trent?
Well, Andrew and I have been immersed in ministry even from the very beginning of our marriage. And so we have been super blessed to be surrounded by some mentors that showed us how to navigate the challenges of marriage along the way. And so as we've gotten older, we've had the opportunity to even see our own kids grow up, and our kids are now in their 20s, adult kids. 3 out of 4 of them are married now. And so we've been able to pass along the things that were handed to us. It's just like this big relay race that you look at some couples and you think, how do they do this? And why are they so gracious to one another? And how do they survive the tough times? And so we've asked a lot of questions along the way, been really blessed to be equipped with some tools from God's Word. And then just the joy of sharing our lives and sharing that content with others has been deeply impactful to us.
Well, again, I appreciate the time you've taken to invest in these marriages. And, you know, it goes beyond that. It's come up on other conversations. You know, you invest in a marriage, you invest in a family. And really, by investing in a family and seeing families that are focusing on walking through life as led by Scripture and a Christian worldview lens, that has a great impact in the community where they are. It's so much more than a couple. And I know the focus is for, you know, a couple to leave the event with the goal of oneness. But it really does extend past to the family. Would you agree?
Yeah,
it definitely does. We want every home to be a godly home. And one of the purposes that God puts us together in marriages is to impact our corner of the world. And so each of us has a sphere of influence. Each of us has a neighborhood or children that are going to be greatly impacted by how they view us doing life and how they view us doing relationships. And so our desire, we realize Family Life is an organization, you know, it's based in Orlando, Florida. We do probably 50 of these, about 100 of these conferences throughout the year. We have 50 speaker couples that bring the content to those. But if the hope of the world is to get everybody to the resort to hear a 3-day concentrated dose of teaching and encouragement on marriage, then we're going to be very limited on how many people we can impact. So our heart is that we would be able to impact those in the room, and those in the room would become influencers in their corner of the world. I like to tell people we're trying to infect people with a virus at the conference, that they would virally spread to their sources or their areas of influence in the world. So we would love to have solid marriages, but we want those marriages to be marriages on mission and to see their marriage as a mission to be able to impact those around them. There's no shortage of influencers in the world. The problem is not all of those influences are godly influences, and very few of those influences are actually encouraging two very different people to come together over a lifetime and to love and to forgive and to extend grace and to remain married long enough to be able to create the next generation that takes the baton and runs with it the next leg of the race. And so the weekend is designed to cast a vision for people, not just to, you know, have a silo of a good marriage, but to be able to have that marriage impact the other homes that they have influence.
Yeah, and that actually is part of what is discussed at the event is even before impacting those families in your sphere of influence, but leaving a godly legacy to your children, along with several other focused areas. Do you want to briefly walk through some of those other areas that'll be covered at the weekend?
Yeah, we'd love to. So one of the purposes that we highlight is, how do we accept our mate just as God's gift to you? You know, we see that value on the day we're married or before, but then after we're married, we kind of question, is this really God's gift? What is going on here? So learning again, just to see the high value of your mate that God sees in them and that we get to see as well. Also, how do we build oneness? We have so many influences in our culture today that are trying to pull us apart, and we can drift toward isolation without even realize we're drifting, but we're going to have to be intentional if we're going to build oneness in our marriage, and oneness is our goal. Also, how do we resolve conflict? That's one of the hardest things in marriage. You come in with different ways of dealing with conflict. We just kind of default to the way we grew up. So now that we're married, we have this new family. How are we going to resolve conflict in a healthy way? Because all marriages experience conflict. So how do we deal with it going forward? Trent, do you want to answer some too?
Well, for sure. And, you know, one of the areas that we cover is actually sexual intimacy between a husband and wife, where it ought to be. And so often it's been contaminated because there have been so many other expressions of sexual intimacy outside the context of marriage that God designed it to be. And so when we do things God's way, God blesses it. It can be beautiful and wonderful and healing. And so we have a time where we get the men together and we talk about men issues, and the ladies get together and they talk about ladies issues. And so one of the great things about the conference is you can be as anonymous or as known as you want to be. And so it's not a therapy session. It's not group counseling. You know, it's not small group time. We just want to give some context for good conversations that you can go back and work through some things together. And then probably the key to everything we've been talking about is just to realize before we can get the horizontal relationship right in our family, we have to get the vertical relationship right. And God as the inventor of marriage, God as the inventor of sex, God as the inventor of intimacy, wants us to draw near to Him, because it's our relationship with Him that actually gives us the source of love and grace and forgiveness. And so once we see ourselves as loved by God and forgiven by God and receive the grace that's offered through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, that's what gives us the hope that any marriage, no matter how close to death or even a dead marriage, can be resurrected through the power of God as He works in our lives through His Spirit. And so we certainly want to talk about the importance of having an intimate vertical relationship with God, which empowers the intimate horizontal relationship with our spouse.
All right, listen, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Trent and Andrea Griffith. They are speakers with Weekend to Remember. Although they won't be the speakers in the Albuquerque event, February 6th through the 8th, this is a good taste of what you're going to get when you attend any of the Weekend to Remember events. And actually, before I give him more information, remind our listeners about the event February 6th through the 8th and opportunities to take advantage of a 50% off, I do want to throw it back to you for any final thoughts before we put a bow on our conversation.
You know, I think all of our marriages, we're all at some part in the journey. We're either doing really well, we're struggling, maybe we're barely hanging on. And no matter where you are in your marriage, this conference can help take you to the next level. It can point out some things that maybe you haven't thought about, some things that you haven't talked about with your spouse, and just drive you to that intimacy with each other. I really hope you'll consider taking the time to come out and be a part of the Weekend to Remember.
And Trent, I just wanted to say, you know, probably about a third of the people that attend a Weekend to Remember have been sent there by another couple or a family member that loves them very much and wants to invest in their marriage. And so there may be some people listening that think, well, we're in a good place. We don't need to attend a conference. But they may be thinking of five other couples that, man, this is the kind of thing that really would jumpstart their relationship. And so they can invest in that couple by getting a gift certificate for that couple and actually sending them as a gift. Maybe it's an anniversary gift or a birthday gift, or maybe it's a wedding gift for a young couple that's just starting out. And so we'd encourage people to think about others that they may want to send.
All right. Well, certainly appreciate your time. I want to remind the listener that BOGO 50% off sale runs through January 26th. You save 50% off any Weekend to Remember location nationwide, weekendtoremember.com. And we've been talking about the event in Albuquerque, February 6th through the 8th at Hyatt Regency Tamayo Resort and Spa. On the website at weekendtoremember.com, you'll find the other events, including one the same weekend in Colorado Springs. You know, the thought occurred to me, someone may have attended at Tamaya, which I imagine they thoroughly enjoyed. It's a beautiful location, but, you know, maybe they're just looking for a change of scenery. There'll be another one in Colorado Springs that weekend, as well as one coming up in June 26th through the 28th in Scottsdale. It kind of leaves you in our region here in the Southwest. But that, or really any location you're willing to travel to, you'll find all the information at weekendtoremember.com. Trent and Andrea Griffith, so much appreciate your time. And I'll leave it with this as well. Trent and Andrea in the process of church planning. You just had a first at this past weekend with a new church that you're in the process of planting. I would encourage our listeners to pray for your efforts there and that God would do a mighty work, not only at the work you're doing with Weekend to Remember, but in your personal ministry. And Trent, I should throw that back to you in case there's anything else you want to add.
Oh, super blessed by that. Yeah, there was a brand new baby church born yesterday. It's in the NICU right now. It's in the neonatal care unit. And so it needs a lot of love and attention. And so we're giving ourselves to that. Our church is called New City Church in St. Augustine, Florida. That web address is newcitychurch.life if anybody wants to go check it out.
All right. And Trent and Andrea, again, thanks so much. God bless. And look forward to having you back on maybe again as we talk about the Weekend to Remember, whether it's again this year or another time. But thanks so much for all you do there and with your ministry at the new church plant.
Thanks so much for having us, Steve.
It's been a joy to talk to you.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.